Okay, we are up to Perek Yud Gimel here in Sefer Yechezkel, getting into the second quarter, right? 48 Prakim here in Yechezkel. So we did 12, that's a quarter of the Sefer, and now we are up to the second quarter, Perek 13, Perek Yud Gimel, and this Perek is all about the Nevi'ei Sheker, that Yechezkel is told to tell the Nevi'ei Sheker, or about the Nevi'ei Sheker, tell Am Yisrael about the Nevi'ei Sheker, that they are false, they are foolish, they are misleading, they are being machti, the Rabbim, the Rambam, in his list of those who don't have a Pchelik at Olam Habad, does not list Nevi'ei Sheker, because the Mefarshim explained that they are included in machtiye harabim, and they create false hopes, and they cause a lot of other detrimental effects, besides being over Yisurim, and that's what this parak is about, the Isser and the encouragement for Bnei Yisrael not to listen to Nevi'ei Sheker. So we know there are a lot of mitzvahs related to this parak. The Sefer HaChinuch has four mitzvahs in a row, from Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, till Tav Kuf Yotes. Tav Kuf Yud Zayin is the Isser D'Araisa of being Misnabei B'Sheker. That's what this parak is about. People who violated this Avera. Shinim Nanu says the Chinuch Shalo Lehisnabei B'Sheker. Klomar. Shalo Yomar Shumadam. Kishenemru Lo Dvarim B'Nevua Me Hashem B'Hashem Lo Amram. Person is allowed to say that Hashem told me and Hashem didn't tell him. V'chein b'chla halav afilu im yomar dvarim shenamru b'nevua lezulaso v'yomar b'sheker shunistav el omran. Or if I hear somehow that, or I know that somebody else got a nevua and I say it as if it came to me, even if it's the same exact thing that my friend heard. V'yal zenemar, and that's what the pasuk says in Shoftim. Achanovi yeshe yazid ledaber davar b'shmi asher lo tzivisim ledaber. So that is one of those that are chayiv. And again, this leaves to Churban Gadol as he continues Mishar Shia Mitzvah l'vishayiyya b'zeh Churban Gadol v'ra rabba b'datenu ha-mukudeshes v'ashlema ki irker ha-emes mi'belisya gamagia b'nei adem w'alidei Nevi'im. We know ultimate emes, we get so much from prophets from the Nevi'im. And the Torah says we have a mitzvah to believe a true prophet. V'yatorah titzaveinu la-hamin bohem b'laleches acharat hasam ha-nachona v'dayta mashalem. And therefore, if somebody does this aveira, yotziu laz b'nevua shuhi Iker Agadol, Asher Beneinu Ama Kadosh, V'yafakpeik B'sibasam Leiv Kala Am Apen V'yemes, is creating doubt in so many of Am Yisrael. So there's the Isser of being Misnaba B'Sheker. It's interesting, the Hagos Amanios writes that one is not allowed to even do this as a joke. The Hagos Amanios in Hilchos Avodah Zarah on the Rambam in Paraches, where the Rambam discusses Asur Lo aroch din v'tshuva imasab shev Avodah Zarah. I'm sorry, V'eizeh Hamisnabe Masha Lo Shama B'mara Nevua. The Rambam says, who are the Nevi'ei Sheker that misaso bechenek? Echad ha-misnabe mashal oshama bar nevua. O misha shama devar navi chaveiro. V'amr shdeva lo ne'amar. Harizeh navi sheker misaso bechenek. So on that Rambam, the Hagos Amanio says, quoting the Yireim, Hilkach yizoher adam shalo yomar afilu b'derech badchanus v'schok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar likach. Because I've seen people not take this so seriously, I had to write this, says the Yireim, a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Hagos Amanios quotes it. The Yagdol Torah, in Parsha Shoftim there, quotes a couple of stories related to this. It was a story that of Reb Zalman Mivilna, the brother of Chaim Mivilajin. There was once a Rav that came to see him and said, I've heard you know the Rama by heart, I'm so excited to see you, and I wanted to come sooner, but Hashem was ma'akev me. And Rizal Mivalajin says, you're not allowed to say that. Hashem was ma'akiv me, directly connected, as if Hashem spoke to you and told you not to go. Also, Dovarkach, right? Like, and he quoted this Yireim to him. He says, how can you say that? He says, oh, okay. And other Achroni quotes, he says that, the Eino Ela V'sorachi in my time Asur, after this, he heard the story. Me'achash Shalkolachan Mevich, Eino Miskayim L'Nevuah Mamash. He's not saying it as like a Nevuah. Skil Lo Amar Klum. That's not Derech Schok. That's not Derech Schok. And he also says, B'shem the Minchas Chinuch, in Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, also, in this mitzvah, the Isser of Misnab B'shem, and being a Nevi'ei Sheker, is only somebody in the Parsha. So in the Parsha, people are really going to be convinced that it's a Navi, and he's established as a Navi, and now he's saying something. If some 10-year-old says, Hashem told me, well, that's an Isser D'Araisa, of being a Navi Sheker, nobody's going to believe him. Nobody. And he says, that's probably how you understand the language of various Achronim. They say, Herolim in Hashemayim, or very famously, the Ravid says it a couple of times, Sod Hashem Lireyav, or related types of Lashonos. You know, they don't mean it. It just means, I had Siyata D'Shemaya. Right. specifically by Torah, it might be different. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva in Arachaim in Simon Reish Ches. He writes a tshuva to the Maritz Chayes, who asked him about these Lashonos, like of the Ravid and Hilchas Lubav, for Hofia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Medrashenu. How do you interpret that? So says the Chassam Sofer, Ein Rotzel Omar, Ruach HaKodesh, Kamo Shehoye Lo David HaMelech Al HaVashol HaVachadeirav. We're not talking about Mamish Ruach HaKodesh, a level of Nevuah. Aval Hayna Ruach HaShem Al Oskei Torah Lishma, Asher Zochim Lechavina Emes, Afilum lifi teva chachmasam v'sichlam lo yasigu yideam tushiyakazu. Even though they're not zoche, they're not on that level. Mikol makam HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasto yov chachmasa l'chakima lifi sha'a. And therefore, and he quotes other achronim here, a chazonish in a letter, that when it comes to Torah, one could use that lashon, but even generally, if it's not meant to be a real lashon of Hashem told me, you know, the minhag is to be mekel, even though you have that story about Reb Zalman, viva lashon. Getting back to the chinuch, so the chinuch has the isser of being misnabe b'sheker, the isser of being misnabe b'shem avodah zara, the isser of not killing a navi sheker, right? Most averis are violated b'sheval b'kum b'asei, but this is an aver b'sheval tasa. You have to kill a navi sheker and don't be scared of him. Lo tagru mimenu, don't be scared of a navi sheker. Shlo nirim le'arog navi sheker, v'lo nifchad shi'ilanu b'zeshim onesh afilo ay misnabe b'kim ha-mitzvos. Acher she'sheker b'fiv ein lanu onesh b'misaso, aval hi aleinu mitzvah. And therefore we have to carry it out. And these are some of the mitzvahs related to Nevuah, but that's what this parak is about. This parak talks about these types of issues. So now let's read some of the parak. Vayidvar Hashem Eli Lemar, Hashem said to me, says Yechezkel, Ben Adam, hi navei al nevi'e Yisrael hanibaim. Be misnabe, prophesies about the nevi'im of Yisrael, via Marta, and say to them, l'nevi'e milibam, to those who say Nevuah from their own hearts. They don't hear it from me. Shimudvar Hashem, and they say, listen to what Hashem said. Right? Ki'ilu Hashem sent them, but it's not. Rabbi Abarbanel says that even the word Navi, fascinating, the word Navi really has two reflections, either from the word Niv Svatayim, meaning to give it over, to give it over to the people, but also from the word Noveya, where it comes from. They're Noveya, they get it, they're Mevi it, they bring it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they give it over to the people. And that's what this pasuk is saying, that they're not getting it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's coming from their own hearts. That's what he says. Shenevim yikarei gabei bishtei bechinos im pa'as shei mevim u'moshchim mishefa elyon vazelmer v'navi levav chachma. Adam niv sifa time. So neither of those are true in this case. Continues Yecheskel in Pasuk Gimel, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Hoy al Neviim, woe to these Neviim hanavalim, these foolish, Naval, from the word Minuval. Navalim, I mean, Rashi says Navalim means Shotim, the Mitzvah Sion says Hapachusim v'Nivzim, the lowly, like he asa Navala, Asher Holchem Acharucham, they follow their own spirits, Ulevil Tiro, they didn't see anything. Kishu'alim Bacharavos, they are like Shu'alim in the ruins. Nevi'echa Yisrael Hayu. They are like foxes, or if you translate shu'al as a fox, right? That's part of the issue here. Well, let's see what some of the pshatim are, and then we'll see. A shu'al usually is translated as a fox. Rabbi Slifkin in his encyclopedia discusses, can you figure out whether it's really a fox, or others say that it's a jackal, right? Can you figure it out based on how it's used? So let's see. Rashi says here, like, why are the Nevi'e Sheker compared to Shu'alim? Because they run away. They're cowards when somebody comes. Kishiyavo Adam ala peretz achurva, boreach ha-shu'al al derech peretz acheres. Or the Radak says that they are mazikim. They are mazikim. They just cause damage. Kamo ha-shu'alim ha-nechrasim b'makom ha-nefratz. Begeder ha-kerem u-mashchisim ha-kramim. So both of those are done by jackals and foxes. Either way, it's that type of animal. The Abarbanel has a different idea. What do you mean, Kishu'al Embacharavos? A Shu'al only goes where it's desolate, where their people aren't around. Right, they wouldn't go near where people are. So too, these Nevi'e Sheker, they wouldn't have dared start saying anything in the days of David and Shlomo and the great kings. It's only when there was already sealed and the Churban was basically almost happening, that's when they got up the courage to stand up and say these things. V'li Nira, says the Abarbanel, Shashu'alim tamid nechnasim b'mekomos ha-charevim.
Right,
שיחלסו בחרבו שהם לא נכנסו בישראל בימי דוד ושלמה ושאר מלאכם הצדיקים כמו שלא יחסנו השואלים במקום עושים ישבים. After there was already a gzera and there was no great kings left, so then they were able in that way, any kings that would be mashpia on them, that's when they stood up and acted. So they're like shu'alim. Lalisim apratzos. They wouldn't stand up. They wouldn't stand up to for anything positive. But tigdru gadar al beis Yisrael. And to make a gather, to help in a Yisrael. Amod ba milchama b'yom Hashem, to stand up in war. Chazu shav v'kesem kazav. It's all a lie and falsehood. Ha'omrim ne'um Hashem v'Hashem lo shalachem. They say in the name of Hashem, but Hashem didn't say a word to them. V'yichalu l'kayim davar. And they hope, and a Yisrael are hoped to have their words fulfilled, even though it's a false hope. Hello, Machse Shav Chazisem Umiksam Kazav Amartem. It's all false. Omrim Nu Hashem Anilo Dibarti. I never told you a word. The Sefer Ikarim in Maimer Gimel Chelik Yud discusses there are different levels of nevuah, and as the Gemara says, dreams are a little shemetz, but there's much falsehood in dreams. Look, Paro had a dream, and others, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, but it doesn't mean that that's anything positive, that we have to have nevuah to listen to them, and most of it's false, and that's the same thing here. Afalp, even though there's a little bit of a message, maybe somebody saw in a dream, in a vision, but if you're not a Navi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell you to say it, so then it is going to be false. Lachain komar Hashem Elokim, Yanta Berchem Shavach Azizim Kav, so too, so Hashem says, through Yechezkel, because it was all false, Lachain Hini Aleichem, I am against you, Ne'um Hashem Elokim. Vaisa Yadi Ala Nevi'im, my hand will be to these Nevi'im Achozim, Shavach Hosmin Kazav. Right, it's false. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us Nevi'i Sheker sometimes to test us. Right, that's the pshat that Rabbeinu Nissim Gon in Brachas on Davyut Tesma Beis says that's the pshat of Lo Bashamayim Hi. Right, the Gemara says in Maseches Bamitzia Dafnun Test, the famous story of Tanur Shalachnai, where all the Rabbanim are arguing on Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, if I'm right, then this water will show that I'm right. First he did the tree got uprooted, and then the water, and then the walls of the Beis Medrash, and finally, the heavens will show I'm right. And what happens? Paschal goes out and says that Malachem Eitzel Rebbe Lazar Shalach Gamosa B'chol Makom Amad Rebbe Yeshua Aragla V'yomar Lo Bashamayimi. Lo Bashamayimi, so it was a Baskol. It's a Baskol. So the question is, why was there the Baskol? Why was he Zochet to have a Baskol? So Tosfos deals with this. Tosfos asks, well, Tosfos deals it through a question. Tosfos says, we don't listen to this Baskol because Rabbi Yeshua got up and said, Lo Bashamayim Hi, so why do we listen to the Baskol in Erev in Daf Yud Gimel, which tells us that we pass like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai? So do we pass like Baskols or not? So Tosfos has two answers. Either, number one, really, if the Baskol goes with the majority, then we'll go with the majority. Then we'll go with the Baskol, because it goes with the majority. Over there, Beis Hillel was more than Beis Shammai. So you could follow. Here, the Baskol went against the majority. We have rules. Holken Achar Harov. One pshat. Va'od. And then Tosfos says, Tekan lo yatza Baskol, alo mishim kvodo, d'Rabbi Elazar, shamrin ha-shamayim yochichu. Right? But it was just because the covenant of Rabbi Elazar. It wasn't really a Baskol. It was Rabbi Elazar forced God's hand, so to speak. So he wasn't embarrassed. But if you look at Rabbeinu Nissim Gon in Brachos, Adaf Yates, he says, maybe the Baskol wished to test the Rabbanan. To test the Rabbanan, to see if they would hold fast in their conviction of following the halachic process and recognizing that you can't paskin based on a baskol. Just like, and he gives the mashal, just like Nevi'ei Sheker. Just like Nevi'ei Sheker are also to test Am Yisrael. Says the Rabbeinu Nissim, again, Yutesim Bezim Brachas. Vashenish, lo haisat kavana ela lanaso ez hachachamim. Em yanichu ka kabbalah shebiyadam. Vagamara shebefiyam. Bishvil baskol. Vimla. Vidome lomashe kosav ki menasa shem alokechem eschem. Like it says in Dvarab Yud Gimel by a Navi Sheker. Vine noda im kol zeus birur kabbalasam. Vichulu. And the, Rabbeinu Nissim Gon gives that interesting mashal. But again, this is what's mentioned here. Vaisa yadi ala neviim hachozim shav hachozim kazav. So says Pasuk Tes, my hand will be on the neviim that speak falsehood. And there are three phrases that are said here. So we know, if you look in some of the Rishonim sometimes, they won't take every phrase separately, but the Malbim will. This is a classic Malbim. Besod ami lo yiyu, in the sod, in the inner circle of my nation, they won't be. Ubiksav b'nei Yisrael lo yikasevu. And written down amongst b'nei Yisrael, they won't be written. Vel anmas Yisrael lo yavu. They won't come to amas Yisrael. Vidatem ki ani Hashem Elokim. And they'll know. So what are these three things referring to? So the Malbim says, it's referring to three different onshim. And it's related to the three matanas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, says the Malbim. The first phrase of Sod Vaisa yadi choshev gimel onshem besoda mi lo yiyu shelo yilem chelak besoda Hashem. What's soda Hashem? We were just talking about soda Hashem. We have the Torah. She tarasam ukdushasam shebavuram nikru am Hashem. Number two, biksav beis Yisrael lo yikasevu shelo yilem chelak lo olam haba. Because throughout Navi, Olam Haba is about being written down. Kolakasov lachayim biYerushalayim. Kolakasov lachayim. Yikasev b'sefer zichron lefanav. Right, all of these psukim. So number two. Olam Haba, number three, Shlo Yechelek Ba'aretz. Bezosha Amar Vel Anmas Yisrael Lo Yavo. And this is Keneged, the first statement that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says in all of Shas. Right, the first statement he says in all of Shas, Brachas Daf Hei, on the bottom of Amid Aleph, Tanya, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Shalosh Batonus Tovos, Nasana Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Vekulon Lo Nitron Ela Aide Yisurin. Elohein, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Ve'olam Haba. And the three psukim are quoted. It says the Malbim, these are the three that these Nevi'ei Sheker are going to be excluded from. These are the three. Remember, every Jew, we can't live without Torah, we can't live without Olam Haba. And if it's a Matana, all three, we can't live without Eretz Yisrael. Even if a Jew does not have the schus of yet living in Eretz Yisrael, they have to realize they can't live without a connection to Eretz Yisrael. That's the three Matanas. Kadosh Baruch Hu only gave us three Matanas. Right? Matan, Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba. And it's an Onesh, it's an eternal Onesh for these Nevi'ei Sheker, that they won't be connected to any of these three. The Rinas Yitzchak also suggests, maybe based on a Rambam and other Rishonim and the Sefer Yikarim, maybe it's referring to two different areas of Olam Haba. There's two types of Olam Habas according to some Rishonim, one right after death, one after Tchias HaMesim later on. But either way, it's referring to three different Onshim that are mentioned here. It's fascinating that the Rambam quotes this Pasuk, and he adds on to a Gemara by quoting this Pasuk. The Gemara says at the end of Maseches Ksubis, all of the wonderful chazals about Eretz Yisrael and how the Tanoim didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael, and when they went, they used to kiss the ground, and they would cry. And the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Melachim, where he talks about Eretz Yisrael, he says, he quotes that Gemara, La'olam yadur adam be'eretz Yisrael afilu bi'ir sheruba akum, v'al yadur be'chutz la'aretz afilu bi'ir sheruba Yisrael. Right, he should live in Eretz Yisrael, even in a mostly non-Jewish town. Shekala yotzei lechutz laaretz kilo oved avodah zara. Because if you go out to chutz laaretz, it's ki'ilu oved avodah zara. Shenamar, and this is in the Gemara. Ki gershuni, David HaMelech, when he had to leave, he says, I'm leaving God. He's just leaving Eretz Yisrael, but he says he's leaving God. Ki gershuni ayom istapech b'nachlas Hashem leimor lech avod elohim achirim. So that's the Gemara. And then the Rambam adds in another line. Ubipur anisu omer v'yel admas Yisrael lo yavou. Not only does it say by David HaMelech when he left, but also in the Peronios, the punishments of Yechezkel, it says, part of the punishment is you will never be connected to Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, being connected to Eretz Yisrael is part of the definition of every Jew. And the Rambam puts that in, that's his own Hosafa to the Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Yud. Right, that's not in the Gemara, that extra line. Quoting that in Peronios, it says, V'al Amnes Yisrael lo Yavohu, that is an ultimate cutting off, Krisus, not being connected to Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Navi. Ya'an ubi ya'an hitu asami le'mar. They tricked my people. Shalom. They ain't shalom. They're going to be peace. Tachem oso tafa. They build a fake imaginary wall of protection. And they tell everybody to build it. And they ki'ilu put cement on it. Again, it's all a mushel. Emar el tachi tafel ve'yipol hayageshem shoteif. Drain's going to come, stones are going to come, it's all going to fall down, v'ruach saros tevakeya, it's all going to be cut. V'ninafalak here, and this is what you're going to get for all of your brazenness to the Am. V'chein, pasuk yud gimel, ko amar Hashem Elokim, uvikati ruach saros b'chamasi, I'm going to bring unbelievable winds. V'geshem shoteif ba'ami ba'piyach yihyeh. So again, it's going to be physical destruction and also spiritual destruction. They're not going to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'harasti yesakir asher tachtam tafel. This wall, this imaginary wall of protection that you have built, I'm going to break it. I'm going to destroy it. V'gatiyu ala aretz v'nigla yisodo. The whole foundations are going to be uprooted. V'naflo chalisem besocha. V'datam gini Hashem. And that phrase keeps coming up, as we have mentioned. It's all meant to bring them to Akar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a pure punishment, just like the Makos. Right? Parallel psukim that we have by the Makos. V'chilesi es chamasi bakir. Oh, my anger is going to come out on that wall. U'batachem oso tafel. And they'll realize there's no wall, there's no protection, there's no truth to anything that was said. That was part one. Part two, the last couple of psukim in the parak now discuss, what about the females? The females that were prophetesses, but those are often mentioned along with the averis of machashef and ma'onain, as the Gemara, as the pasuk says in the Torah, ha-machashef alo sechayeh, because it was more common for the women to be involved in kishuf than in the men. So here, Says Yechazkel, V'atav et adam simpan achel b'no samcha ha-misnabos mi lepen. I spoke about the males, now about the females. V'inave alehen, talk about them. V'yamarta, ko'amar Hashem Elokim. Again, talking about it is giving it credence, it's going to happen, telling people, warning people. Hoi lamis sapros ksasos, those who make certain types of garments and materials, they tell people, put this in your armpit, and I'm going to talk out of the armpit, all the different types of magic that was done in the days of old. And remember, we've mentioned in other shiur in the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says all these things are usher because they're all fake and they're all worthless. They don't do anything. The Ramban says no. Some of these have power, but it's the dark side, and we're not supposed to be involved in it. That's the isser, right? Tamim tiyam Hashem alokecha. But it does not that it doesn't work. Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. But here, Yechezkel says, stop giving people these materials. Va'osos ha'mispachos al rosh kol koma, to put on the top of a head. Litzodei nefashos ha'nefashos titzodeidna la'amiyu nefashos lochena techayena. Right, you're trapping. You're trapping my people. You're trapping my people just to make a living. Va'techalelna osi elami. Right, you're being mechalel me. Well, which means chilul Hashem, but also you're emptying me out. Chalal, you're emptying me out from my am. They're not believing in me. B'sha'alei se'orim, for a couple of pieces of barley, fitosei lechem, lohamis nefashos, ashalosu musena. You're causing people to die when they're not supposed to die, so to speak. Olachayos nefashos ashalos sechyena, and keeping people, certain other nefashos alive that shouldn't. Lochain, Hashem says, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim Inei El Kis So Seichena Asher Atena. All of these clothings that you put, I'm going to rip them, I'm going to destroy them, and you will know that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasach HaBeis, Ya'an HaKa'os Lev Tzadik Sheker, V'ani Lo Echachtiv. You're putting falsehood in the hearts of the tzadikim where I didn't cause them to feel hurt, right? You're depressing them. You're pushing them down. You can't be a functional leader if I don't feel confident and active in my Avodas Hashem. So you're not only physically destroying them and giving them false hope, but you're ruining their whole life. So what happens? Yechezkel gave this whole nevuah, vayavoi lai anashim yizeknei Yisrael, vayeshvu lefanai. And that's what, I'm sorry, that's the next parak. That's going to be in the beginning of El Yudalad, but this is how he ends. I'm going to save my people, v'yitzalti yasamim yadchem, v'idatam gini Hashem. Ultimately, the truth is going to come out, and these nevi'ei sheker will be pushed away and will not exist anymore, and everybody will see the truth and the falsehood of all of their statements.